Vincent, played by John Travolta, is in the passenger seat of a Chevy driven by Jules, Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay, so tell me again about the hash bar.
Okay, what you want to know?
Hash just legal, man, right?
Yeah, it's legal, but it ain't 100% legal. I mean, you just can't walk into a restaurant, roll the joint, and start puffing away. I mean, they want you to smoke in your home or certain designated places.
And those are hash bars.
Yeah, it breaks down like this, okay. It's legal to buy it. It's legal to own it. And if you're the proprietor of a hash bar, it's legal to sell it. It's legal to carry it, but that doesn't matter, because get a load of this, all right? If you get stopped by a cop in Amsterdam, it's illegal for them to search you. I mean, that's a right that cops in Amsterdam don't have.
Oh, man, I'm going. That's all there is to it. I'm fucking going.
No, baby, you dig it the most. But you know what the funniest thing about Europe is?
What?
It's the little differences. I mean, they got the same shit over there that they got here, but it's just there. It's a little different.
Example.
All right, well, you can walk into a movie theater in Amsterdam and buy a beer. And I don't mean just like a little paper cup. I'm talking about a glass of beer. And in Paris, you can buy a beer in McDonald's. And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
No, man, they got the metric system. They wouldn't know what the fuck a quarter pounder is.
And what do they call it?
They call it a Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac. What do they call a Whopper?
I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King. You know what they put on French fries in Holland instead of ketchup?
What?
Mayonnaise.
Yeah.
I seen them do it, man. They fucking drown them in that shit.
Yeah.
Jules opens the trunk.
We should have shotguns with this kind of deal.
Both take a 45 automatic handgun out of the trunk and load it.
How many up there?
Three or four.
That's counting our guy?
Not sure.
So that means it could be up to five guys up there?
It's possible.
We should have fucking shotguns. What's her name?
Mia.
Mia. How did Marcellus and her meet?
I don't know. However people meet people. She used to be an actress.
Oh, really? Did she do anything out of scene?
I think her biggest deal was she starred in a pilot.
Pilot? What's a pilot?
Well, you know the shows on TV?
I don't watch TV.
Yeah, but you are aware that there's an invention called television, and on this invention they show shows, right?
Yeah.
Well, the way they pick TV shows is they make one show. That show's called a pilot. Then they show that one show to the people who pick shows. And on the strength of that one show, they decide if they want to make more shows. Some get chosen and become television programs. Some don't. Become nothing. She starred in one of the ones that became nothing.
They enter an apartment block.
You remember Antoine Rocamora? Half black, half Samoan. Used to call him Tony Rocky Horror?
Yeah, maybe. Fat, right?
I wouldn't go so far as to call the brother fat. I mean, he got a weight problem. What's the nigga gonna do? He's Samoan.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean. What about him?
Well, Marcellus fucked him up good. Word around the campfire is it was on account of Marcellus Wallace's wife.
Jules and Vincent get into the old-style elevator. They stare unemotionally ahead.
So what'd he do, fucker?
No. Nothing that bad.
Well, then what then?
Gave her a foot massage.
Vincent looks puzzled.
Foot massage? That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Then what'd Marcellus do?
Sent a couple of cats over to his place. They took him out on his patio, threw his ass over the balcony. Nigga fell false stories. They had a little garden down at the bottom, closed in glass like a greenhouse. Nigga fell through that. Since then, he kind of developed a speech impediment.
That's a damn shame.
The men in matching black suits, white shirts, and thin black ties step from the lift into a hallway.
But still, I have to say, you play with matches, you get burned.
What do you mean?
You don't be giving Marcellus Wallace's new bride a foot massage.
You don't think he overreacted?
Well, Antoine probably didn't expect Marcellus to react the way he did, but he had to expect a reaction.
It was a foot massage. A foot massage is nothing. I give my mother a foot massage.
It's laying your hands in a familiar way on Marcellus's new wife. I mean, is it as bad as eating her pussy out? No. It was the same fucking ball pump.
Whoa. Stop right there. Eating a bitch out and giving a bitch a foot massage ain't even the same fucking thing.
It's not. It's the same ballpark.
Ain't no fucking ballpark, neither. Now, look, maybe your method of massage differs from mine. But, you know, touching his wife's feet and sticking your tongue in the holiest of holies ain't the same fucking ballpark. It ain't the same league. It ain't even the same fucking sport. Look, foot massages don't mean shit.
Have you ever given a foot massage?
Don't be telling me about foot massages. I'm the foot fucking master.
You giving a lot of them?
Shit, yeah. Got my technique down and everything. I don't be tickling or nothing.
Would you give a guy a foot massage?
Fuck you.
Onward down the corridor.
You giving him a lie?
Fuck you.
You know, I'm kind of tired. I could use a foot massage myself.
Yo, man, you best back off. I'm getting a little pissed here. This is the door.
Yeah, it is.
What time you got?
7:22 in the a.m.
No, ain't quite time yet. Come on, let's hang back.
Jules leads Vincent further along the corridor. They pause by a window.
Now look, just because I wouldn't get no man a foot massage, don't make it right for myself to throw Antoine off a building into a glass motherfucking house fucking up the way the nigga talks. That shit ain't right. Motherfucker do that shit to me, he better paralyze my ass, because I kill a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't saying it's right, but you saying a foot massage don't mean nothing. I'm saying it does. And look, I've given a million ladies a million foot massages, and they all meant something. We act like they don't, but they do. I mean, that's what's so fucking cool about them. There's a sensuous thing going on where you know, you don't talk about it, but you know it, she knows it. Fucking Marcellus knew it. And Antoine should have fucking better known better. I mean, that's his fucking wife, man. They think they have no sense of humor about this shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's an interesting point. Come on, let's get in character.
They return to wait by the door where they'd paused a moment ago.
What's her name again?
Mia.
Mia.
Why are you so interested in Big Man's wife?
Well, he's going out of town in Florida, and he asked me if I'd take care of her while he's gone.
Jules mimes a gun.
Take care of her?
No, man. Just take her out, you know. Show her a good time, make sure she don't get lonely.
You're gonna be taking Mia Wallace out on a date?
It is not a date. You know, it's just, it's like if you were gonna take your buddy's wife to a movie or something. It's just good company, that's all.
Jules shakes his head. He has a jerry curl hairdo and sideburns. Vincent has shoulder length hair and twinkling blue eyes.
It's not a date. It's definitely not a date.
Jules shakes his head. A young man, Marvin, admits Jules and Vincent into the apartment.
Hey, kids. How you boys doing? Hey, keep chilling.
Another man is sitting at a table scattered with fast food wrapping. A third lounges on a sofa. Jules motions to the man on the sofa to stay put, then flashes the A-OK sign.
You know who we are? We're associates of your business partner, Marcellus Wallace. You do remember your business partner, don't you?
The man at the table looks concerned.
Now let me take a wild guess here.
Jules contemplatively points to the man at the table. Vincent wanders into the kitchen.
You're Brett, right?
Yeah.
I thought so. You remember your business partner, Marcellus Wallace, don't you, Brett?
Yeah, I remember.
Good. Looks like me and Vincent caught you boys at breakfast. Sorry about that. What you having?
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers! The cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast. What kind of hamburgers?
Cheeseburgers.
No. Where'd you get them? McDonald's, Wendy's, Jack in the Box, where?
Big Kahuna Burger.
Big Kahuna Burger? That's that Hawaiian burger joint. I hear they got some tasty burgers. I ain't never had one myself. How are they?
They're good.
You mind if I try one of yours?
Jules glances around.
This is yours here, right?
Yeah.
Fixing Brett in his gaze, Jules lifts the burger, oozing ketchup and cheese, and takes a big bite. He chews thoughtfully.
Mm-hmm. This is a tasty burger. Vincent. You ever had a Big Kahuna Burger?
Vincent shakes his head.
Want a bite? They're real tasty.
Ain't hungry.
Well, if you like burgers, give them a try sometime. Me? I can't usually get them because my girlfriend's a vegetarian, which pretty much makes me a vegetarian. But I do love the taste of a good burger. Mmm. You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in France?
No.
Tell them, Vincent.
Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese. You know why they call it that?
Because of the metric system?
Check out the big brain on bread! You're a smart motherfucker, that's right. The metric system.
Jules tosses the burger back on the table.
Send this.
Sprite.
Sprite, good. You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Go right ahead.
Without breaking eye contact with Brett, Jules drains the cup of Sprite.
That hit the spot.
To the man on the couch.
You, flock of seagulls. You know why we're here? Why don't you tell my man Vince here where you got the shit here at?
It's over there.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
The man who opened the door drops the hand he was pointing. Jules glares at him.
You were saying?
It's in the cupboard.
In the kitchen, Vincent opens a cupboard.
No, the one by your knees.
Vincent rifles through the cupboard as the men wait tensely. Finding the briefcase, Vincent dials in the combination for the locks, 666. When he opens the case, golden light shines out.
We happy? Vincent!
Vincent, distracted, looks up.
We happy?
Yeah, we happy.
He shuts the case.